We've talked about recycling old clothes and medical equipment, but what about the basics you put in your blue bin? Cardboard, paper, glass. FM89's Laura Sitsui brings us this story from a Bakersfield recycling facility whose mission is all about the labor force.
That's the sound of the Bakersfield ARC's recycling facility. It's where about half of the city's recycling is sorted by material.
On a daily average, we do anywhere from 28 to 35 tons a day. So we're doing a good chunk of the city's material.
Andres Lopez is the recycling division manager here at Bakersfield ARC.
And then it gets put on here, and then that piece of machinery right there is called a loader. Puts it onto that conveyor belt, and then it goes up where we're about to go right now.
We're standing in a warehouse where, just outside, the contents from about half of the city's blue bins have been dumped. A conveyor belt brings the recyclables inside and up to a second floor platform. Workers stand along the conveyor belt, sorting items out by material.
And every single person has a specific material that they're trying to capture. The first chute is trash, the second chute is the cardboard, and so on and so on.
Back on the ground floor, Jeffrey Popkin, who's also with Bakersfield ARC, explains who else works there.
Now, on that line that you were just on, there are three developmentally disabled individuals to one staff person.
The Bakersfield ARC, or BARC, isn't just a recycling facility. It's a nonprofit that assists, employs, and educates adults with developmental and intellectual disabilities.
And part of the training that they're receiving is on employment skills, staying on task, working with the meeting production levels, showing up to work every day on time.
ARC used to stand for Association for Retarded Citizens, but the word retard is now considered a slur. So the group and its national organization kept the acronym ARC as a name instead. Their employees, also called clients, have intellectual or developmental disabilities, which might mean a diagnosis of Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy, epilepsy, or something else that affects their ability to work. Lisa Ackling is one client who's been with BARC for 35 years.
Oh, I have many jobs. First of all, I work here 3 days a week, Fridays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. 2 days a week through the same company here at BARC, I work at IKEA, putting out boxes on a conveyor belt.
On days when Ackling works at the BARC campus, her tasks vary, but she doesn't mind.
There's nothing I don't like. The only thing that, you know, I can't do, well, I can do it, if I have to, is janitorial work and like yard work and stuff because of my allergies.
Part of how BARC does business is through a certification from the Department of Labor to pay employees by their productivity, which means clients may or may not work at minimum wage. BARC CEO Jim Baldwin explains that this happens through a provision in the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act.
If somebody can do 50% of a non-disabled person, then you'd have two of them. That equals a whole job. Corporate America and mom and pop America can hire that and pay two different people to do well.
While this practice is legal, some disability advocates say that it isn't fair to pay employees with disabilities less than anyone else. Connie Chu is with Disability Rights California. She isn't familiar specifically with BARC, but she says the overall concern is that facilities exclusively employing workers with disabilities can be exploitative.
You know, for those of us who don't have disabilities that impact our work, we know that day to day, you know, our productivity really may depend on our energy level, how we're feeling that day, did we get enough rest, you know, are we sick, and other things.
Chu adds that sometimes facilities employing people with disabilities segregate them from employees without disabilities, creating a sheltered workshop.
Doing the types of tasks that are often happening in a sheltered workshop doesn't prepare a person to work in a competitive workplace.
But BARC CEO Jim Baldwin says they are preparing their clients by giving them options outside their recycling facility and helping them find the best job fit. Like Lisa Ackling, who says the job has given her independence. She has money to spend on movie outings and travel. She also pays her own rent and manages her own money.
I've lived independently on my own for almost 11 years now. Yeah, it's you know, I have a little apartment. I keep it up and stuff. I'm real happy about it.
happy enough to keep working at BARC, at least for the time being. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.